Okay,
this is Sean. This is Sean in New York. I agree with Teresa. The meetings, for the most part, have started pretty much close to the designated time, like within a 5-minute, 7-minute window. It's not a half hour, as Rip has said. Maybe some other committees start a half hour later, but not this one. And 8:30 is all right with me, because, again, we usually start around that time, the designated time. So I can do that for a month or so. That's fine with me.
Okay, so we'll try it at 8:30.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Like I say, if it begins to inconvenience a lot of people, then please just go ahead and change it to 5 o'clock, and then I'll do my best to, you know, no problem.
Okay. So I guess we're at the point where there's an election of...
Ursula, I'd like to ask a question. This is Rob, if it's okay, if there's still some time. I'm very supportive of the affiliates program. I mean, basically because I think as a network, this is the sort of thing we should be doing. And I think the thing that makes me happy as a member of Pacifica's board and as a Pacifican is that the affiliates program has grown and has shown progress, in contrast to the fact that we've been sliding, in other places for several years. So I guess, the question I have for you, or the several questions I have, is number one: I think there really is a need for some plain speaking. You alluded earlier to the fact that frequently we're not in possession of frank information about the numbers and so on and so forth. But do you think it would not be helpful for the affiliates program to bring forward some of the lessons that you feel you've learned in growing the network that everybody else in the network should take stock of? That's one part of the question. The second part is, could you also talk a little bit about some of the obstacles that you feel are preventing you from taking the program in the direction that it should go? And finally, what are the policy decisions that you would like us to make that you think are going to enable the program to continue to grow and build and flourish?
Okay. Thank you for great questions. The first question about lessons. Yes, thank you so much for asking that, Rob. That's a wonderful, wonderful question, and I think that's kind of In the information, the priorities we sent you, the last part was called promoting increasing understanding of the affiliates network. And a large part of that, I think, is communicating to the network itself. The a lot of positive and valuable information that is coming through the affiliates network. Absolutely. And I love that. I love that you asked that question, because I think it there's tremendous potential in that, yes. And it also would be, I think, a pleasure for everybody to hear, you know, positive and empowering things. Absolutely. Obstacles, I think that the biggest obstacle right now to the affiliates program is that it does not have any institutional definition. It is really literally being run like a pilot project.
And why is that?
It has no definition. Nobody knows where it belongs in the organization.
But
it has never been defined as anything other than an affiliates program. We know that it's part of Pacifica National, and I have actually always been when we started this program, you know, when Dan Coughlin was executive director, he asked me, he said, Ursula, do you think that the affiliates program should be separate from Pacifica National as a separate unit, or, you know, and I said, no, I think that the affiliates program is part of what is part of the image of Pacifica as an organization. And it should be part of the national office. And I still feel that way. I feel that the executive director should represent the network, not the affiliates coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, it's a simple public relations. You can't split yourself up into a million things. And so I still feel that it's very important to be part of the national office. However, without any sort of definition of what exactly I'm doing there, you know, how I am defined can fluctuate anywhere from being a manager who makes essentially executive decisions, which I have done just in the absence of other people to decide things, all the way down to a secretary, which happens too. And you know, and that, so there is no clear definition of, you know.
But what really is the obstacle to that taking place? I mean,
pardon me?
What really is the obstacle to that? Be
the
frank with it.
The obstacle is that the obstacle is lack of definition. There is no definition of what I'm doing. The place where this shows up the most is, of course, is budget time.
You've said that the executive director supports this and wants to see it move forward. I mean, we've had discussions about this, you know, in one form or another for years now. What really is the institutional obstacle to the affiliates program taking its place with all of the other, for example, the other sister stations?
I think the obstacle has really been that neither the management, you know, at Pacifica, in other words, the, you know, Pacifica National Management, or the board have come to a place where this was on the agenda. I think it's simply that, you know.
Rob,
now you can ask, well, why didn't Dan Coughlin, when he set up the affiliates program, why didn't he give it a place then? That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, it's something that Dan and I actually fought about quite a bit because I wanted him to define it more. I don't think there was a real motivation that I can articulate. It had to do with how Dan wanted to do things and his certain unsureness about. It's because the organization was so new, and
yes, he was
reluctant to, you know, to make that definition. He was trying to figure other things out. During the time after Dan was left, I think that my impression was that the Pacifica management also didn't put it on their agenda. I quite frankly had very little communication with the national office during the time that there was not a real executive director. During the time that Ambrose was interim, there was
mm-hmm.
almost no communication,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes, quite frankly, it felt like there was a whisper campaign going on. I would hear things indirectly. So I don't know. I can't read people's minds. I don't know what it was. But I think what it gets down to is that Greg is really the first executive director who has kind of had the, you know, the structural paradigm in his head that tells him that it's clearly something like this that, you know, is part of the network and succeeding and needs to be preserved, needs to have a position so that it can make budgets, it can make requests, so that the, you know, the person running it can, you know, say things, can present at meetings. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but during budget time, the affiliates program is not discussed at board meetings as if it was like a serious factor. It's
mm-hmm.
just it's kind of a given, you know, as part of the national budget. But there is no real discussion about how this impacts the affiliates program. That's because it doesn't exist. You know, it's partly, you know, partly I think it's been the will of certain people, but also I think partly more than that, it's been just a factor of being a very new organization. And the affiliates program was kind of seen like, well, this isn't a fire we have to put out right now, you know. It was also, I mean, the only other answer I can give to you in that is that originally when we were starting the network back in 2002 after the settlement, we had all these horrible debts, and Lonnie and Dan were scrambling trying to figure out how to deal with the financial chaos. And one of the solutions they came up with was that the affiliate fees would go to the archives. Instead of National giving the archives money directly, the affiliate fees would go to them. And so
mm-hmm.
that was a, you know, a financial arrangement that was made, which then, you know, over time played out into a certain invisibility on the part of the affiliates program because the financial aspects were invisible because the revenue was never seen at Pacifica National. So it generated into kind of an invisibility of sorts. And that was a situation that Greg, you know, identified relatively quickly and remedied in this round. So now that the affiliate fees do go directly to Pacifica National.
Ursula, I got to point out that it was a board member, though, that had to make a motion to have that broken out in the budget. It was Ray LaForest
because
it wasn't going to happen unless the board demanded it. And so we
You're
were able
right
to get
about
that.
Yeah, well, I think that the way it, I mean, it would have happened anyway. I mean, Greg made it had a priority, but you're absolutely right. It was very much expedited by Ray LaForest and yourself too, Rip. I mean,
the reason, Ursula, is because Greg doesn't control the finances. So even though he wanted that change to happen, he could not implement the change because people say that he has no regulation over any of the finances, and
Rob,
he doesn't.
This is Dina. I'd like to go back for a minute and answer the first question, which is to talk about a little bit of the successes that maybe the affiliate program has that the rest of Pacifica could learn from.
Thank you.
Okay, but Dina, before you do that, I just want to finish this. I really, because I know Rob is very seriously asking this question. I do want to say that I think that this, in a way, this possibility of national.
Can someone mute their phone? There's a lot of background noise.
That the current kind of confusion about where decisions are made at Pacifica National in terms of the ED having one set of responsibilities and the CF another, that also has really in many ways served to create kind of a constant state of ambiguity, which makes it very difficult to in a way look out for the welfare of something like the affiliates program. Another obstacle has been that, I mean, this is like kind of one of these subtle things, but it's very, very real when you're in the situation. It's very real to me. It's also very real to Pete Krakus because he's in a similar position. He's a national staff person. We do not have an LSB, speaking on our behalf. We do not have a group of people representing what we do. This a task force is the closest thing I had have to that. And this is a relatively new thing. Up until the time of the task force, there was no way, in a way, to speak up about the realities of the affiliates program unless the ED or the CFO chose to do so. And in the past, honestly, prior to Greg coming here, they generally chose not to do so. And so these issues could never come to the table. So that's pretty frank, and I'm I apologize for my frankness, but that is, you asked a direct question, so I feel it's time to speak about these things directly. So
yes, and I'd like to say something too.
Okay, but Dina, you want to go?
Yeah, I'd like to answer the first question, which was, in what ways were the successes of the affiliates, how did it come to be successful was your question. Is that not?
Well, I think that there's some lessons that you've learned that need to be applied to the rest of the network.
Okay. Well, the way we went about it from the very beginning was, when I first met with the 13 affiliates, it was at a GRC meeting, and they were screaming, angry, ready to quit at that moment. In addition to the fact that at that point we had had 90-some-odd affiliates, all of whom had quit, many in protest about what was going on at Pacifica.
Right.
And instead of... The first thing we did was I sat down with them, and I said, give me a list of things that you would want if you could have an affiliate program that worked for you. And so collaboratively, we started building a list, and we met on the telephone over the months. We met again at NFCB.
Mm-hmm.
This was all prior to getting Pacifica back. And what I was able to say at those meetings was, if we get Pacifica back, we will do everything to have a collaborative relationship rather than a hierarchical relationship in which it was like buying a refrigerator without a service contract. That's the way they felt, that they were buying a contract and there were no services, and when things broke down and everything was wrong, there was absolutely nobody to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So we built from a structural base something that was solid between the affiliates and Pacifica. That's how the audio port came to be. They asked for it. We built it. They asked for a coordinator. We hired one. They asked for things.
They asked for training.
They asked for training. They've asked for many things, and it's a standard meeting now at NFCB and GRC when 40 or 50 affiliates get together with Pacifica. And the turning point was this past NFCB, I think it was NFCB, when, in fact, they ran the meeting themselves and felt very comfortable back and forth. And Greg was there listening as well as other members of the board. And I think that's a different way of being with Pacifica than Pacifica is used to. I do believe that until the five sister stations are willing to take in and put on some kind of affiliate programming like Sprouts on a regular basis and make the affiliates a part of their station, that you're not going to have the equilibrium that's necessary to make it really move forward.
One of the other things that affiliates have said many times over is that it only goes one way. Programming comes from Pacifica to them.
Right.
And they don't get an opportunity to provide programming or even to collaborate with the other stations. And
well, that really started to change with Greg Guma, and when they did the elections programming, that whole series. So that, while it's something of the past, Chanda, I do think some of that's begun to change with the national programming and having Nathan part of the national programming. He understands.
Well,
the need.
It actually started with the invasion of Iraq. That's when it started.
Right.
We began collaborating at that point.
Right. But so I agree. But when you're really asking, the successes came from not being out front so much as building a structural base and meeting the needs of the affiliates, listening to them and making them a part of Pacifica. What hasn't happened is Pacifica hasn't made the affiliates part of them. It just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Last year with the affiliate task force, there were representatives from every LSB, yet I guarantee you that people did not go back to their individual stations and talk about, I'm not talking about Teresa, who always talks about it.
I can vouch for that. She made sure to tell us everything that was going on with the affiliates committee.
Right, but that is highly unusual. What I'm saying is it's not part of the manager's reports. It's not part of LSB reports. There's nothing in the station to indicate that there's an affiliate program. These were all things that were mentioned on the survey last year of
mm-hmm.
ways that we could do outreach. Pacifica Five Sister Stations do not in any way bring in the affiliates. And one of the marketing tools that we've talked about is having the affiliates put some kind of plaque up in their stations that say they're part of Pacifica,
yeah.
But we never had the money for it.
I see.
We do have the money for it now.
Now we do, but what I'm saying is it's still a one-way street. We're not asking Pacifica to do anything. And every station really needs to turn themselves around.
Thank you, Gina. That comes very close to what I was thinking was an issue. Thank you very much.
I think, you know, it needs to be said that the affiliates program was just as broken as every other part of the network when we got the network back. And it's really been, you know, a tremendous amount of, you know, will on the part of many people to turn that around. And one of the gifts of the affiliate program is the demonstration that things can be turned around. I mean, that the level of anger that existed when this program started was every bit as high as it is at the station.
Absolutely.
It was extremely high level of anger. And I don't think it's really, a lot of that has been turned around by now. I think it's really the opposite now.
I'd like to give a few comments. At one time, Rob, you were scheduled to go to a grassroots radio conference in Moab, and I think you were ill and didn't get a chance to go. I don't know if you've ever been to a grassroots, but I think that one of our successes has been that board members or programmers or staff that attend a grassroots and start interacting with the affiliates and doing these idea exchanges, that really is an opportunity to build. I suggest to people here that you either get on the grassroots radio listserv or Pacifica Announce so you can see how people contribute. So you can see, you know, I'm doing this program and this is the subject. And somebody says, oh, I have something I can contribute to that. It's a very collaborative feel. And all you have to do is just look at these things. You don't have to chime in or contribute or write a long philosophical comment, but just to see how people help each other in these really working listservs is rather than a philosophical or theoretical exchange, it's very positive. And that's one of the successes so if you'd like to be on a listserv or if you'd like to participate in grassroots, that's one thing. Back to the issue of what has kept us in this place. If you were in the finance meetings, we did propose to Lonnie several times that the affiliates have a separate budget. We submitted a separate budget, and there has been resistance. And I have to admit, some of my blame or fault in this, I give a lot of credit to Lonnie for having pulled us through some of our financial difficulties, and perhaps as a board member I should have been more assertive in saying, I think we need to, maybe we need to request as a board that this budget be separate, because on the board level, maybe you missed the discussion, but there was a point at which, you know, we were pretty clear in saying we think affiliates, well, definitely it was said, it's not part of archives. And some board members actually said it's part of archives. Maybe even Lonnie said it's part of archives. And we had to make it clear that it was not. And those are some of the structural things that have kind of held this back. I remember the first time that Ursula did a PowerPoint or the slideshow that showed the different affiliates. And to me, for a lot of board members, that was the first time they ever really saw the potential of affiliates and how they were just distinctly different. And until that point, I think a lot of them, they just did not grasp the power of this separate program as a distinct entity. I don't know what they thought it was, but I think the visual, visually, that made a difference to maybe some people like Zarina, because I could see people's eyes dilate when they saw I think somebody like Evelyn got it right away. But there perhaps are still board members that really don't realize how distinct it is as a program.
Thank you, Ursula. I have to leave.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to get to the last part of what you asked, Rob. The third question you asked was what decisions would be good
mm-hmm.
to make at this point. I think the number one decision is exactly that. What is the affiliates program? And to give it an institutional place so that its functions can be justified and procedures can be set up for how the organization functions. I mean, it may be difficult to articulate the ambiguity by which the program exists. I'm not kind of exaggerating here. There is no definition of how this program fits in anywhere else. It is really kind of done through, you know, dialogue with the executive director, but whenever it gets to anything like budgets or something that actually involves, you know, real decision-making on a bigger scale, there's just confusion because nobody knows how to define it. So I think, I really believe that making it a real department is crucial to its success. I also think that it should be part of the outreach department. It should be an outreach department because I think that Pacifica should begin to do outreach, and that developing the department is the first step. So that's one thing. And another thing is I do think that, you know, coming up with a definition of affiliates is very important. What it is, how it connects to other initiatives in the network so that there's not misunderstanding or just confusion, that we figure out how it fits in with other types of distribution systems that are being set up. I want to say flat out, I am very much in support of the Creative Commons licensing initiative. I think that it could work beautifully together with the affiliate program. You know, if we talk of, you know, if we figure these things out, if we define things. And the third thing, I have spoken about less, but I think we do need to decide what our outreach message is. We have to decide what our public relations message is to the world so that, and I can, you know, I can tell you what I'd like it to be. I'm not sure it's my place to define that alone, but I am constantly in situations where I'm representing the network to the rest of kind of media movement world, and I am, you know, making things up as I go along, not knowing whether the institution really supports the direction I'm going. I think that this radio license opening window that's happening with the FCC, and it sounds like it's going to happen probably in fall, late fall, is a tremendous opportunity for Pacifica, not to get stations itself. I don't think that's really an issue. But in terms of taking its place in the media world as a force, there's a tremendous public relations opportunity, but not only in a superficial sense, really in the sense it's an opportunity for us to decide what we want to be and how we want to fulfill our mission. And it's a perfect time because of this window opportunity is bringing a tremendous amount of attention to community radio. It's also bringing a lot of money to community radio. People are showing up and want to help pay for this. They want somebody to give money to. So it's an opportunity for us to state our position to the media world. It is also, I lost my train of thought. I got so worked up with myself. I was going to say one more thing about that. I can't remember. Oh, no, I'm just saying it's also an opportunity to really step into what I think is our rightful role as the champion for community radio. I think it's historically.
Do you think the problem is that Pacifica doesn't know how to discuss that about the affiliate program, or it doesn't know how to articulate those things about itself?
I don't think we know how to articulate it, period,
yeah.
Either way. It just has not. We haven't done it. We haven't gotten there. What I'm trying to say is we have to do it now, because I really think that if we don't do it this year, we will drop off of the map for a long time to come, because other people are stepping up and they're filling in the vacuum of our silence. And they're doing it right now. It's a great time to do it, because there are people that want to give money for this right now, and other people are getting the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we actually take a position, I'm completely convinced that there will be financial support will come our way for this, in the form of initially grants, and in the future in a more stable form. But specifically, I mean, I can get into the specifics of that, but I think that we should invest in that. And not that we should spend extra money on it. I think we can get money to take on that level of commitment, where we would create services that help build the station and continue to help build them, because we're not just talking about building the new stations. We're talking about 100 and some stations now that are all asking the same questions that the Pacifica stations are asking. They're saying, how do we develop new technologies? How do we move into the digital age? How do we, turn ourselves into media centers instead of outdated radio stations? Everybody's asking the same questions. These stations are very similar to the Pacifica stations. And if we can establish ourselves as a leader in this, both in the licensing field and in the kind of networking field, we suddenly will have moved into what I think is our proper position in the media world. And I'd love to do it.
Jeff,
I think that we would all benefit from it. I think the Pacifica stations would benefit from it. It would bring in resources.
To add to that background, Rob, Dan, Ursula and I talked about this in 2001, too, and we even did a technology conference back in 2003, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
Which was the first time that we were putting the five stations together and bringing people from across the country technologically, saying, how can we move the network forward? The problem was the network itself was in such financial straits and really was so ensconced in its own political nonsense that it couldn't get bigger than it needed to be. And in those few years when we were ahead of the game, we've slipped every year since. And we've slipped back, and what Ursula's really saying is, this is a pivotal year. If we don't do something, we really become insignificant, because there are many other forces out there that are stepping up to the plate that don't have our political baggage.
Yes, I think that you're right, Dean.
They're getting the money.
I'm seeing that too.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not, we were ahead of the game. We started this a few years ago, and we just couldn't keep it up because of Pacifica. But there's no reason now why we can't move forward. There's nothing stopping us except ourselves.
Well, that's
exactly
correct.
I have to say, every day of the week, actually, right now, Pacifica is hosting conference calls with people that want to build radio stations. So for many people around the country, we're heroes right now, because we are helping them apply for radio licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very well positioned to step into this role. I'm aware that there's a limit to how much I can do these things and say these things if I am not sure that the organization really supports, my initiatives, or, the initiatives that have been set up so far. So I'm saying that partly because I want you to know that it's not a hopeless situation. We're actually in a great position to move forward if we want to.
That's right.
Yeah. So I kind of am concerned, though, that we do the rest of our business before we lose everybody.
That's right, because
I was going to say
you're not going to have any committees going on.
I do want to say, for all these wonderful ideas, and I don't know if you remember it, Rob, with the amount that the affiliates program has grown, it was very difficult for Ursula to even get an assistant in her budget, for example. So I think if we just give a little bit of help, and I think that Greg is supportive, we really can do many of the things that Ursula is suggesting.
So let's should we move into deciding on
nominations?
Yeah.
Nominations for chair and secretary?
Yeah. Thank you. I got all hot air, couldn't think anymore.
I'll nominate Rip Robbins as chair. Does it need a second?
Stunned silence on my part.
I second it.
Oh my. Okay, well I. Yeah.
Do I do roll call here, or would somebody like? Is there any discussion?
Well, if there's
are there any other nominations?
Objects. You can do it by acclamation.
Yeah, if there's no other nomination.
Oh, okay. Are there? Okay, then I should ask. Are there any other nominations? Okay. So that's by acclamation. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Rip, do you accept?
Well, I do, and I'll just make sure that I'm not on a cell phone on the floor in the future, because I find I'm at a real disadvantage. Although I've been listening and able to hear quite well, I just don't. But yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
Rip. Spend a lot of time on the floor?
No, I don't. That's why it's so uncomfortable.
Why are you on the floor, Rip?
I'm visiting my mother for a few days over what I call a break, and she got rid of all of her line phones, and just has a cell phone, and so I'm just on my cell phone. Battery went dead a few minutes ago. I had to call back in, but normally I'm happy to do this. I'll normally be organized and have the material ready. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, does that mean you chair the meetings, right?
Evidently.
Okay, so can I? So in that case, I'll hand the meeting over to you.
Okay. Well, I think our next order of business was the secretary, and the advisement was that we have some different people doing that, a rotating secretary or something. What was the terminology?
Well, I was going to see if somebody wanted to take the job on, Then if not, then, you know, maybe we would rotate it. But I was going to nominate Teresa Allen and see if she wanted to do it.
I would second that.
I don't mind doing this, but I didn't get the minutes, for example. So some of these technical things like managing the listserv, as secretary, I would not want to do that. Or, I mean, the communications.
Mm-hmm.
Who would do that?
Well, I'd be happy to do a direct email. I've never set up the Yahoo account. I don't know how that's... well, I'm sure it's easy enough if you've done it, but I haven't done it yet. So probably Ursula could give me a tutorial on that, and I could do that. Otherwise, I would just send him out his email.
Ursula, we have had a Yahoo account before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have one we could use.
Do we want to continue that way? Or is it more trouble than it's worth?
I don't know. On the personnel committee, Evelyn and Patty were able to use the Yahoo account successfully to communicate to the members.
I'm sure we can do that. In fact, I think there's still an account that's active that we can just populate with the people of this committee and remove the people that are inactive.
Might I suggest we go to riseup.net? I mean, I've been encouraging people to use riseup.net rather than Yahoo.
Maybe we could discuss this at a later time. But if Teresa is willing to at least take the notes, and then at first we'll just
I'm willing to take the minutes after tonight. I have not been taking minutes, but I'll be happy to do them after tonight if I'm not responsible for any sort of committee communications through some sort of Rise Up or Yahoo account. That's somebody else's baby.
Okay. Well. Then, Chandra, let's talk about that by email over the next couple of days. Okay.
Sure.
Or I'll be back on Monday, so by the first of next week, I'll be able to respond.
And on that note, I did send out two sets of minutes. Will we put that on the agenda for next month?
Sure. And I think then, even though it may not be on tonight's agenda, we should talk about next month's meeting. Ursula is going to be at an NFCV conference on Thursday. It's the 20th. It's that weekend of the 20th, from the Wednesday through the Sunday, is the NFCV conference this year.
Well, then it's also the weekend of the PNB.
The weekend. Oh, okay. No, it's the PNB that's the conflict. I'm sorry, I misspoke, Ursula, about that. It's the PNB meeting, and
it
so
was
we
Thursday the 19th.
Yeah, that would be Thursday. I think would be the calendar that we had kind of talked about for this task force.
Well, that's no problem for me. I could certainly meet that evening if it's okay with the rest of the group.
Well, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of board members on the
committee that'll be in traveling and so forth.
Right.
I will not be available.
Should we have the meeting? Should we have the board? Should we try and move up the meeting a few days?
In order to have another meeting before the board meeting, if we're not scheduled to do a presentation, we can either, if we move it up 1 week, then it is an NFCB conflict.
The 12th of April is an NFCB conflict?
Yes, that's right.
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about is if they start talking about the budget, because Lonnie's starting to work on the budget, and we want to get a jump start on the affiliates programs. Budget recommendations?
Right.
Yes, there's actually, I feel that there is an issue that needs to be addressed before the budget starts. The statement was made by the CFO that there are expenses that I am not aware of. I have written to him twice now asking what those expenses are, and I have not received that information, and I would appreciate it if this a task force would follow through with finding that information out, since I think it's problematic that I don't know what that information is, and I think it's also I object to statements being made about that about me in public just on principle, but that's another issue. But I think that needs to be addressed.
Well, Ursula, I'd like to say that on this is a call being streamed, and I would like to iterate that at that public meeting, the CFO stated that although revenues were approaching the $200,000 level, that was in fact the expense of the program, and he made that statement in a public meeting. It's on the archive, and so when I asked him about that, he said yes, there are expenses that we just don't know about, and I said, well, like what kind? And he did. He alluded to some satellite services and some internet services as examples, but then said that he'd be happy to give a report to this committee. And unfortunately, in the chaos of the ending of 2006, with everyone being so busy, we never did get that visit from the CFO to this task force, where he did offer to come on and explain exactly what he was talking about. So that's yet to be done.
I think that's
going to happen at the next meeting.
Hello? Could we maybe invite him to attend our next meeting to follow up with that?
Well, we could, although the timing of this next meeting, I mean, is depending on when we can schedule that. I guess if we went ahead and scheduled it for the 12th, which is the first day of the NFCB, that may be the best time after all.
Are we locked into Thursdays?
I'm going to have to leave the call, everyone. I apologize.
Okay, Rob, we'll send you an email on it.
Thank you.
I do think that if the ED has made a statement about expenses, he's getting his information from the CFO, and I definitely think we can get to the bottom of it by asking the CFO to be specific, because he's the one that's really making the statement about.
Okay, well, I hope I wasn't unclear. It was the CFO that I was referring to. I hope I didn't misspeak. It was
no.
The CFO in his verbal report that made those statements about the money amounts.
Yes, and we've been looking forward to that meeting with the CFO. So.
Right, yeah.
Rick, could I ask a question?
Yep,
is there a direct conflict on the 12th? Is that the date that you described as a meeting that you folks wanted to attend? Was that the 12th, April 12th?
Yeah, I actually have it in my calendar.
Oh, okay. Is our regular meeting? The second Thursday is our regular meeting? Okay.
Well, no, I have it for April that we wanted to meet on the 12th, and I guess those that were talking about setting up a calendar previously before we had the full committee talked that would be the best feasible date.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. And again, I apologize. I don't have any of my materials in front of me, so I apologize.
But, Rick, my question was, is there a conference that you're attending during that period or not? I didn't take notes. Earlier in this meeting, you said there was a conference that you would be at.
Yeah,
there was
Ursula
a meeting
and I. Right, Ursula and I will be at the NFCB meeting.
Okay, so my question is that really such a conflict that we should not meet on the 12th because it will make it very difficult for you two, won't it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would be happy to, you know, attend such a meeting from a hotel room in New Orleans. My only reservation is that I know that there's going to be a very, very pivotal meeting happening with the members of the People for Radio for People Coalition, and I don't know if there's a conflict there. I do not think there is, but, you know,
Seems like it's going to be very difficult for you two, and you're both very pivotal to this group. It's going to be difficult for you to break away and have a 1.5 or 2 hour meeting on the 12th in New Orleans, but that's just my opinion. I will not be impacted, but I just think you two should really be careful not to overbook yourself.
Is Lonnie at NFCB?
No.
No, he didn't show up last year.
Should we look at KPFT at the schedule and see if Wednesday is free? Would that make sense?
If the what day is?
If Wednesday is free. Is
Wednesday the 11th.
Yeah, Wednesday would be fine.
That sounds better.
Is somebody looking at KPFTX?
Yes, I'm looking.
And there's nothing there?
Give me 1 second.
Sandra Rawline?
Yeah.
Was the program council, what Wednesdays did they meet?
I saw an email earlier that now that the new program council has been seated, they're having a
I know, but do they usually meet on second Wednesdays or what?
The second Wednesday is a technology committee. Tuesday is free. Tuesday
the
10th? The 10th is free.
As far as the program council is concerned, their first meeting of the new program council is on Wednesday, March the 21st. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything listed after that.
I know that Greg Guma will be in Houston on Tuesday the 10th, and we're working on a town hall meeting with him. But if the group needs to meet without me, that's definitely doable.
You're the secretary.
I know, but I'm already trying to get out of my job.
Well, should we go ahead for the 10th, or do we want to do another time?
Is the 10th better than the 11th for you?
I'm sure it'll be better for me and Rip.
Yeah, I think it would be. I'm traveling or something. There's something going on the 11th.
Okay.
I could probably do it, but it might be better.
So there's no conflict with the 10th on the on KPFTX?
No.
All right. So do you want to go with the 10th?
I would have. Okay. I would agree to the 10th.
And are we going with 8:30 or 8:15? 8:30 then?
8:30.
Eastern Standard Time, and is someone going to contact Lonnie and ask if he can attend?
Rip, would that be you?
Okay, are we going to bring forward that, we're going to bring him on to answer that question? That he's already seen the question in writing, I've talked to him about it, I suppose he's ready.
We had a few questions for him, remember?
Yeah, I remember there were more than one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have those emails.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rip will get a hold of him, and Rip will ask those questions, give him those questions.
Yeah, I'll ask him to come talk to us on the call, and I'll remind him of those questions. He's already seen them all. I think we emailed him all the questions. We actually had a tentative time for him to come on the call. It's just something got postponed. I can't remember why, but a couple times in a row it was postponed.
It was postponed because we didn't have our act together.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Yeah.
As the new group. So, are we third Thursdays, which is not actually the best date for me, but I need to make sure I'm clear on this so I can clear my
calendar. Second Wednesday.
I'm sorry. So, Thursday? Are we going to Wednesdays?
Oh.
Second Wednesdays is usually when we have it.
No, it's not. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I mean second Thursdays. Sorry.
Okay, second. I guess somehow I thought it was third. Okay.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No, I see it here on the 12th. Here, I was like, okay, yeah.
Well,
but that was because of the PNB meeting.
Right.
Probably,
I prefer
yeah.
second Thursdays. So our instead of the 12th, we'll do the 10th. And then in May, it's May the 10th?
Yeah, May 10th.
It's the second week or the third week?
I'm hoping it's the second.
May 10th is the second week. April 12th is the second week. And then it would be June 14th. Oh, no. Thursday. Second Thursday is the 14th.
Is that okay?
So let's just, definitely April 12th, or I mean 10th, April 10th, and then it's the Thursday after that, May 10th. We'll pick those two and then just poll everybody on how that goes. If everyone likes the second Thursday, we'll just keep going with that.
Who's going to put this on KPFTX? Do you want me to?
Are we just going to make this decision to actually have it on the second Thursday and we'll go ahead and put it on there? Yeah. Okay. So you're going to put the whole year on?
Let's reserve those dates. We can always change them.
Okay.
Okay. Chandra, do you want to do that or do you want me to?
I don't know how to do it. Somebody
I don't know how to do that.
I will put it on for second Thursdays and also that Tuesday the 10th.
April 10th. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, and then the last item on our agenda was the formation of the committees, assignments to those committees.
Can you name the committees?
I don't have anything in front of me. I apologize. It's really terrible for the chair not to have the agenda. And
well, we actually started talking about consolidating the committees.
Yes, there's like three.
We had too many.
Mm-hmm. Well, those have been written down.
One of the committees, as was defined in this transitional team, was establishing an outreach department. Second committee, which is basically, put in other terms, it's a committee to work on defining the affiliates program and the affiliates, to create structural definitions. The other committee is to work on an outreach strategy. And another committee would work on developing an advisory board. And question is, the other issue was increasing understanding of the affiliates network. And I guess the question would be, is that a committee or would that be something that all committees, I think that's more something that everybody would be involved with. Although it sounded like Rob might have some concrete ideas about doing particular things. So those are the committees as we outlined them.
What was the last committee?
One was structure. The other was outreach. The third was an advisory board, building an advisory board. And then the last thing was just creating awareness, which I'm not sure if that's a committee or something that is kind of across the board with all committees.
And under each of these, where's that database?
That could be any number. That could be...
isn't that kind of outreach?
Yeah, I think it would go under the structural part.
The outreach department.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is that...
so that's definitions and database. And,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, most of these committees are oriented towards policy making, not towards actual activities, so that's why I would say it would fit in there, yeah.
I don't know who's left on the phone, but is there anybody who's technologically, who wants to work from a technological point of view?
I'm a little bit confused. I know I don't want to do anything technologically skilled, so that's not my bag. But
well, Dina, can you hold off on that? Can we first try and kind of form the committees? Because that's getting very specific.
Yeah.
I would want to be on outreach.
I would like to help define the role of the affiliates program within Pacifica.
Is that under structure then?
That's the first one.
That's the outreach department. I want to be on that also.
So outreach involves defining role.
Yeah, now just so you know, Rip, Ursula, and I started that, so we have notes on that.
Okay, wait a minute. Can we backtrack? I'm confused. I'm trying to write this down. When you say you want to be involved with outreach, Teresa, I heard you as saying you want to be in the committee that does outreach strategy, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Sandra, you said you want to be part of the structural part, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Someone needs to do pound one. Can somebody
get a mute?
Dina, you said you wanted to be part of outreach.
Outreach department.
So,
first one, which would
got it.
Do definitions and database and all of that.
Okay.
I'm confused. Ursula, can you repeat the names of the committees again and what they do?
The first one is structuring the affiliates program, creating a structural part of the organization.
Within Pacifica.
Defining. Right. The second one is developing an outreach strategy. The first one has to do with internal issues of the Pacifica structure. The second one has to do with external messaging and reaching out of the network.
Such as marketing.
Marketing, outreach, public relations.
Right.
Basically
recruiting new affiliates.
Ourselves.
And the third one is building an advisory board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That was Lori Taguma and I had spoken about that in Houston. And she had expressed interest in that. Lori, are you on the call? I don't think she's on the call anymore.
This is Don White. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to work on that structural committee.
Okay. Thank you.
So we've got
Dina, Don. Is
there
anybody else on the call?
Oh.
Sandra's here. I'm trying to think of where I could best serve.
Okay.
Well, you know what might be helpful, Ursula, since you have the definition of the three committees,
mm-hmm.
could you send that out to everybody and then just
yes.
list the names of the people that have volunteered so far and then others can sign on to them?
Sure.
Ask the others to sign on.
Yeah.
Right.
Deb, I'd like to be on the outreach strategy.
You'd like to be on the outreach reaching out of the network, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Deb.